Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
Understand jokes in English? In today's episode, you will learn the different types of jokes English speakers usually tell and how you can better understand humor in English.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
amusing
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, riding the bus, eating some churros or gelato, or even
chuckling with delight.
So I'm joined here in the global studio, truly global today, with the, first off, the most lekka teacher in all of South Africa, the one and only Kase.
Hey, Ethan. Hey, guys.
And for Thiago, maybe we could say the most, well, it's usually the one and only Axel Pose, but maybe to flow with Kase's, we could say the most legal teacher in all of Southern Brazil.
Nice use of Portuguese there. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I just got back from Lisbon, you know, so I'm in the Portuguese mood.
Cool.
Although they probably don't use that. They probably use a different word in Portugal because their way of using language is quite different. So today we're talking all about jokes, hence the amusing. What does amusing mean, Kase?
Something that you find interesting and entertaining at the same time.
It's kind of like a synonym for funny, but it's like something, it's like you have degrees, right, of different words and stuff. So it's like something that's just like a little bit funny, like maybe doesn't actually make you laugh, right?
Yeah, exactly. It could cause you to laugh, but I think at its core, it's more entertaining. Like you find this thing entertaining enough to pay attention to or listen to.
That actually doesn't make our podcast sound like that. That sensational, does it? And Thiago, you said chuckling with delight. What does it mean if you something makes you chuckle and delights you?
Yeah, to chuckle means to laugh, but laughing quietly, let's say. You know, imagine you are watching a movie or reading a funny book, and then you go, you know, like that. So it's not that crazy, loud laugh, but, you know, it's that quiet laugh. Yeah, this is chuckling. And delight means pleasure. So if you are doing something with delight, you are doing something that is pleasurable or pleasant to you. So chuckling with delight, having a pleasant time by laughing.
It's a great collocation. So hopefully we'll make you chuckle or at least amuse you with today's warm-up, which we're going to each share a joke from a different part of the world. Kase, do you want to do the honors?
Sure. So this is a one-liner, a South African one-liner. So I met a Khoisan woman the other day. So the problem with this one is that if you don't know what Khoisan is, you're not going to understand what the joke means. But it's so typical. So I'll go ahead. Okay, so I met a Khoisan woman the other day. We just clicked. And to explain what this means, like in the Khoisan language, it's basically a language that's made up of a whole lot of clicks. So African languages, especially Southern African languages, tend to have a lot of clicks. Like an X is a C is a Q is a, so we have these letters that make specific sounds. And the Khoisan language specifically has a lot of clicks. So when we say we just clicked, we literally had a conversation of like, but, you know, it could also mean like click as in like we just got along, which is what another meaning for clicking with someone.
That's a great play on words.
Yeah. Not necessarily so funny, but if you live here, you'd be like, haha, okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's amusing, right?
It's amusing. Yeah.
All right. You had another one too, right?
Oh, yeah. I had another one. Yeah. What did the boy from the Cape Flats, but if you don't know what the Cape Flats is, it's a area of Cape Town where specifically designated to people of mixed race. And it tends to be known for, you know, being violent or dangerous. But anyway, so mixed race people live in this area. So what did the boy from the Cape Flats get for Christmas?
Let you ask Chiago.
Chiago, what do you think he got for Christmas?
I wouldn't know where to begin.
He got your bike.
Oh, okay.
So here people would be like rolling with laughter, or roaring with laughter, rolling on the floor with laughter, because yeah, that's pretty much what happens. Like, that's what kids on the Cape Flats get for Christmas, stolen items. That's not funny. It's sad.
It's a slightly uncouth joke, right?
Yeah, but yeah. It's so typical. I mean, yeah, I just had to share that one.
I could also think of some offensive American jokes, but I wanted to keep the podcast PC, so I went with something a little bit lighter. There's a type of joke from the United States called a Chuck Norris joke. And if you don't know who Chuck Norris is, these jokes wouldn't be that funny. So he is a famous actor. I believe he's still around. He's still alive. Although he's not acting as much nowadays, but he's also like mastered a lot of different martial arts. Mm-hmm. So he was the main actor. I think his like claim to fame was a series called Walker, Texas Ranger, where in the show he would, you know, beat up bad guys with his martial arts. So basically that's, you know, he's a badass. He's someone who you don't mess with. And so there's like thousands and thousands of these Chuck Norris jokes. But so if you want after this, if you want to be amused, you can go look some up. But I picked one out here. Chuck Norris does not own a stove, oven, or microwave because revenge is a dish best served cold.
I like it.
So what does that mean if revenge is a dish best served cold?
So it means that revenge is better when you wait a while to take it. So to not necessarily act, you know, spontaneously or in the moment, you just wait a while.
It's kind of like sweeter by waiting, right?
Yeah, exactly. It gets better with time. So the person you're taking revenge on, like that person won't expect it. And then it's going to be even better. Yeah.
So Chuck Norris being a badass, you know, you would not want to be the butt of his revenge.
exactly. But also food, of course. I mean, the dish. I mean, you could also, if you want to look at it literally.
Yeah, that's where the joke is, because it's like he doesn't have a stove, oven, or microwave. Exactly. So it's a play on words, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, Chiago, to hear the joke from Brazil.
Yeah, I picked one here, and it is in Portuguese, obviously. So I'm going to do my best to translate it for you guys and see if you can get it. It goes like this. What happened to the pencils when they found out that Faber-Castell's owner died?
No.
Kase is laughing already. I haven't even given the punchline yet, you know?
That's like the tell of a good joke, right? Is if the person's already chuckling before you've even said it.
Yeah.
So why were they? They were crying, right?
They were disappointed.
Oh,
you know, and this is a cool one because, you know, in Portuguese, we have the word desapontado, which is similar to disappointed in English, right?
Ooh.
But that word in Portuguese, desapontado, we also use to refer to the pointless pencil, you know, the pencil that is not sharpened. Yeah. So that's why this joke is funny. It's also a little play on words here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be like the equivalent word in English, I think we'd say unsharpened. You know, like an unsharpened pencil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that wouldn't quite work, but like you get the, it makes sense anyway.
Yeah. Or maybe the word pointless. I feel like I've heard a similar joke in English. Like what happened to the, I don't know, it's probably something similar, but I think the punchline was they were, you know, it was pointless.
Mm-hmm.
So Ethan, what does punchline mean?
So punchline is basically the part of the joke that makes it funny. So I mean, we told several of them, right? I guess jokes don't always, sometimes they can be a one-liner and they don't actually have a punchline. It's already like the one line is the punchline. But for example, in the joke that Chiago said that they were disappointed, the pencils were disappointed, that's the punchline.
Yeah. By the way, that reminds me of a lesson that we have recently made, right, Ethan, on Learn English with TV. I think it was about how to understand sarcasm with Chandler from Friends. Yeah. And then in that lesson, we talk all about that, about the punchline, how to identify it.
Yeah. We'll have to link that in the show notes for sure. That's a super funny lesson. So hopefully, dear listener, you're already chuckling. If not, stick around because we have many more jokes coming along. So let's roll into today's main topic, all about types of native jokes and how to understand them. So first off, Kase, maybe you can go first. Why is it important that the listener better understand humor?
So the first reason you would want to be able to understand humor in English is because it will help you to better connect with others. So as you can already tell, like certain countries have certain jokes that are popular, you know, in the country. And I think, for example, in a country like South Africa, where there are different languages, different cultures, tribes, etc., I think you'll find that each group of people, and I mean, I'm not saying that you have to go out and try to learn different types of jokes from every group on earth, but if you are able to understand it, you will share a connection with that person if you're able to understand the jokes, and not just understand, but be able to make those jokes yourself. So I think this is, humor does help in that area to help you not only understand, but also connect in terms of like conversations and things like that.
Yeah. Jokes can be a great icebreaker too. Like if you're someone who's more shy, you know, and you're going to be speaking, maybe you're some like place or something, you're going to like a language exchange, you're going somewhere where you're going to be speaking English with new people. That can be like a great way to start off a conversation, is by telling a joke. And like people always warm up so much when you get them to laugh, right?
Exactly. I think in the same way, like with in terms of like the connection, I think it also highlights things that are, you know, maybe offensive. Like it could work both ways. So for example, you might not want to come to South Africa and just like stop making fun of people's clicks, you know, going or something, making fun of them in that way. But I mean, once you understand it, you can sort of understand a different aspect to the culture that you maybe didn't know before. And that might make you a little bit more empathetic, or it just makes you more knowledgeable, less naive about that particular region of the world. So
it's a good point. Yeah.
Learning about these kind of jokes and these kind of like cultural insights can be really great for being better able to understand media, you know, be that mm-hmm. movies, TV shows, podcasts, etc.
I love comedies. And like I grew up watching America's Funniest Home Videos. Well, not grew up watching it, but it was on TV and I used to like watching it. I think Bob Saget was the host at the time. I know he recently passed away. And I was learning, I felt that, you know, Americans were always funny, and like, you know, in South Africa, we didn't have shows like that. So I always just imagined that that was life in America, that people were always being silly and, you know, they could laugh at themselves. And, you know, it was families sharing these videos of like funny moments that happened to them. And I always thought that this was a cultural insight. But yeah, it was clearly, you know, as I grew older, I knew that it wasn't.
The joke there with like American Home Videos, it's always the dad getting hit in the crotch by something, by like a baseball, by,
that's
you know,
true.
Like a kid going down a slide, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's really true.
By the way, Ethan, I think you said a word there that, you know, is worth explaining. You said crotch. What does it mean to get kicked in the crotch?
I imagine people by being something humorous can already guess, but it's like the area, you know, where your genitals are, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny for a man to get hit in the crotch. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, if it's someone you don't know.
The family jewels, right?
The family jewels, yeah. Any other good reasons why people should learn to understand humor?
Yeah, another one is, you know, humor is one of the features of advanced English, better understanding humor, right? Because, you know, in order for you to be able to understand humor well, you need to be able to pick up certain nuances of the language, you know, like sarcasm, irony, even body language, right? If you are watching maybe a stand-up comedian making a joke, right? So it's evidence, actually, that if you are able to understand humor or jokes, that your English is residing in that advanced level already. It doesn't mean that you have to be funny yourself, you know, or be a jokester, right? If you're not that type of person, if you're more serious, it's fine. But at least being able to better understand jokes and humor and sarcasm, it is definitely one of the evidences that your English is getting more advanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely helps when you know a lot of expressions and you know the different meanings that words can carry and everything. Exactly. Like the joke that Kase told, even if you were to know what that language is and know that it has a lot of clicks, if you don't know the expression, "we just clicked," that means, you know, we had great chemistry, we got along right away, then you're not going to get that joke, right?
Exactly.
Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our three-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode. Today, we're going to cover four different types of humor, types of jokes, and what makes each one funny. So the first type are knock-knock jokes. So I think the best way to understand knock-knock jokes is just to tell one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give it a go. So knock-knock.
Who's there?
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Knock-knock.
Oh, man.
Knock-knock jokes. Classic. So can you explain this one, Ethan?
Yeah. So first off, knock-knock jokes are more typically told by children, I think, or two children, right? You won't find so many like people in a bar telling knock-knock jokes, but I don't know. I could get like a rise out of people. I could get people to laugh, right? Because it's like something that you don't really typically hear. So maybe it could be a good icebreaker. But anyways, this one, because the joke in knock-knocks, it usually has something to do with who's there and the word said there, and then the person responding the word plus who, and usually there's like a play on words there or something like that. So I said that who's there, deja, and Kase said then the thing that you have to respond when you're listening to the joke is whatever the word who. So she said deja vu, which sounds a lot like deja vu, which is like something you feel like something's already happened to you, right? So then I said knock knock again. And Kase probably feels like, I feel like I've already heard this.
Yeah. Reliving an experience. But yeah, it's quite funny. I did like that one. That was a good one. Okay, all right.
Can you think of any, Kase?
Yeah, I do have one. All right, so knock, knock.
Who's there?
Snow.
Snow who?
Snow Laughing Matter. Oh, I'm sorry. It's so corny. It's so like...
Yeah, yeah, it's really silly. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
What does corny mean? Because that's perfect explanation for knock-knock jokes. Knock-knock jokes are extremely corny or cheesy.
Yeah, it's something that is kind of, you know, square, let's say, you know. It's not cool. It's kind of uncool. I always think about the old uncle, you know, the uncle that tries to make a joke and, you know, he thinks it's funny, but nobody else in the room thinks that's funny, you know? So that's kind of corny or tacky or, yeah, cheesy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've done some other podcasts on dad jokes, is what they're called. And I think most English speakers call them dad jokes. So I like that you say that for you, Thiago, you said like old uncle.
Yeah, here in Brazil, we usually associate that image with the uncle, yeah? Like the uncle that thinks it's cool, but he's not.
Yeah.
Your dads are cooler than your uncles.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, in this case, Snow laughing. So I said Snow, and Thiago said Snow who. And in this case, it's like, it's connected speech. So it's Snow sounds like it's Snow, it is no connected. So it becomes Snow Laughing Matter. And when something is no laughing matter, it means like there's nothing to laugh at. So yeah. That's the cheesy, corny joke.
I got a third one here. This one goes, knock, knock.
Who's there?
A broken pencil.
A broken pencil who?
Never mind. It's pointless. So that's the one that Kase was referring to, I guess, in the beginning of the episode.
That's right? The one.
You know, I didn't say anything because, you know, I knew we were going to get to this part. Yeah. So I wanted to see Kase's reaction.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's that.
Nice, nice. And yeah, guys, the joke here is, you know, again, talking about broken pencils, you know, they are pointless in the sense that they are unsharpened, as Ethan said, right? Mm-hmm. But also something pointless is something that has no point or no importance. So, for example, a pointless argument. It's an argument that, you know, there's no point or relevance, right, discussing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Usually when you're talking about politics with someone from like the opposite party of yours or something like that, right, it's pointless arguing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So knock-knock jokes, they're really great because we always talked about that usually you can use them with anyone in any sort of company. So it can be great to use, you know, around family. It can be great to tell to like a kid, you know, or anything like that. You don't have to worry about offending anyone.
They're also like really short and easy to learn. So they're easy to remember, I guess. So like once you hear deja vu, like it sticks in your head. Deja vu? And the other one, like, you know, boo, boo, hoo. Like, it's like, it's.
So now you're going to have to tell that one. That's it.
So the joke goes, knock, knock, who's there? And then it's boo, boo, hoo. So boo, hoo sounds like crying. It's another way that I think if you if you read it, it would be like the sound of someone crying would be boo-hoo. Am I right? Or would it be a ghost?
Totally. No.
A ghost.
It's crying.
No, I got it. I think
the punchline is actually, yeah, like, oh, you don't need to cry.
You don't need to cry, exactly. I think like
it's just a joke. You don't need to cry.
It's just a joke. You really don't have to cry. But I think in this case, like it only if you've read it, because no one cries like boo-hoo, but we do say it like sometimes like, oh, boo-hoo, don't, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. in a sarcastic way, oh, boo-hoo, you mm-hmm. know, it's easy to remember. Once you hear it a few times, maybe even just once, you'll remember it and you could retell it to your friends and you could be the funny one. Mm. Oh, the not so funny uncle.
Yeah, going back to what Ethan said previously, right, about maybe memorizing a joke to break the ice at a social event, mm-hmm. Even if you don't think you are good with jokes, right, these types of jokes, the knock-knock ones, are really easy to remember, like Kasa said, and then, you know, memorize one to, you know, break the ice, yeah, with people. Mm-hmm. And another reason here is because, you know, these types of jokes are great for English learners, as you guys can see, right, because most of them deal with pronunciation, aspects of English, or vocabulary. For example, we have already talked about here déjà vu, that's vocab. The phrase is no laughing matter, or even something that is pointless, right? So this combination of vocab and connected speech or pronunciation can be really useful for learners also.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. All right, so Tiago, what's the second type of jokes that we're going to talk about today?
Yeah. This one is called walks into a bar jokes. Yeah. So usually so-and-so walk into a bar kind of joke.
I suppose the best way, again, to get the gist of this joke is by explaining one. So a mushroom walks into a bar and orders a drink, but the bartender yells at him to get out before he stinks up the place. The mushroom looks taken aback and says, "Why? I'm a fungi."
Oh, man.
So these are also, I don't know, if people understood that, at least these are quite corny as well.
Yeah, quite. What's the punchline? Why is it funny?
Quite a long walks into a bar joke, but mushrooms in general, I guess they don't smell very good, right? They have like a very particular odor. And that's why a mushroom's like a, in case, well, I think most people probably know what a mushroom is, but it's like a something that grows very close to the ground in shady places. And the bartender yells at the mushroom because he says he's, which yell at is to angrily, you know, raise your voice at someone. And he yells at him because he wants him to get out because he doesn't want him to stink up the place. So as we said, like mushrooms don't smell very good. And if you stink up a place, it's like you stink and you're going to make the place stink as well. It's like a nice phrase over.
Like to smell bad, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. The mushroom looks taken aback. When you're taken aback, it's like you're shocked by something, right? Mm-hmm. By something someone told you. And he says, "Why? I'm a fun guy." So it's a fun guy is a guy, a person that is fun, but also fungi is another name for kind of like the type of plant that a mushroom is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is great for English also because I think it has something to do with singular and plural. doesn't it, guys? Like, you know, we have fungus and fungi, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference there?
Fungus is one, like one fungus.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have not so pleasant, like toe fungus or something. That's like, and then like fungi refers to like many different mushrooms, for example. It's a similar, a lot of times you have this with nouns that end in that, like US. So fungus, fungi, mm-hmm. cactus, cacti, mm-hmm. octopus, octopi.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's my turn to tell a walks into the bar joke. So the past, present, and future walk into a bar. It was tense.
I think maybe only English teachers will get that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a really great one.
Yeah, this one. So in this case, we're talking about the past, present, and future tense. And it could also, tense also means, you know, a situation that is somewhat uncomfortable. So if a situation is tense, it's almost uncomfortable for the people involved. And an example of a tense situation could be maybe you walk into a bar and your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or your ex is there. And yeah, no, that would be really tense, especially if maybe you ghosted them and didn't tell them why you never returned their calls. So yeah, that would be a tense situation, for example.
That's speaking from personal experience, Kase.
Next joke.
You know, come to think of it, right?
Yeah.
I got another one here. This one goes... An SEO expert walks into a bar. Bars, pub, tavern, public house, Irish pub, drinks, beer, alcohol. this one, is, I think, is kind of specific, right? Because if you don't know what SEO means or is, you wouldn't get that, right? So mm-hmm. SEO is a very popular term these days on the internet, right? Which is short for search engine optimization. Which basically is about the practice of optimizing your content online, let's say on YouTube, on a podcast, or your blog article, so that it's better found on search engines such as Google, right? And one of the practices for SEO is for you to insert, let's say in the description of a video, for example, lots of keywords related to that video. So that's where the joke lies here, because we are talking about an SEO expert walking into a bar. And then what follows is a series of keywords, let's say, related to bar, right? Pub, tavern, public house, Irish pub, you know. So, yeah, that's where the humor lies in this joke here.
That's a great one. Very, very modern and relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe in marketing agencies, that one will kill it, you know.
I'm sure, like, anyone who's, like, in tech would be chuckling right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so those were the walks into a bar joke. And now we're going to move on to the third type of joke, which are riddles, which I guess a riddle could be, sometimes they're humorous, but they can also just be kind of like melon scratchers, we could call them. They get you to think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Thiago is going to quiz us on some riddles. So let her rip, Thiago. We're ready.
All right, so I got here five riddles for you guys. Yeah, so time to get the brain working a little bit. Number one, what time is it when an elephant sits on a fence?
Ooh. Oh, these remind me of the, like, did you have, when you were growing up, like, popsicles that under this, the part of the popsicle, like, after you ate it, there's, like, a joke on there?
No, we had them on chewing gum. Mm. Like, we had gum that had, like, did you know, in the wrapper. So you would eat the gum and then read the joke.
Well, then, there's, like, a funny riddle in the middle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we had that too. Or just, you know, a nice phrase, you know, a nice quote to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So what time is it when an elephant sits on a fence?
Time to run. I don't know.
Ethan, any ideas?
I have no idea. An elephant sitting on a fence sounds like quite the predicament.
So this one is, well, time to fix the fence.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's an elephant sitting on a fence. What time is it? Time to fix the fence, guys.
That's a good one.
I know, it's silly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, number two. What gets wet while drying?
Oh, I know this one.
Mm.
It's a towel.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it makes sense, right? It gets wet while you're drying, right? Yeah, that's cool. Number three, what can you catch but not throw?
Oh, I know this one too. Sorry, my husband teaches like primary school. He used to teach primary school kids, and he would come home with a ton of these types of riddles because they would tell him during the day, and I would have to listen to them. So I know this one. I think it's a cold.
Yes, you are correct, Gussie. You catch a cold, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great collocation.
Exactly, too. Yeah. Riddles like that are great for collocation, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, I'll keep quiet for the next one.
Number four, what kind of band never plays music?
I think I know this one.
A rubber band?
Yeah, a rubber band. There you go.
Although I feel like if you stretch it, you could probably, you know, play some music on there.
Yeah.
There's probably some YouTube video of someone playing music on a rubber band.
For sure, yeah. You can make it into a string, right? Yeah. And the last riddle, guys. What two things can you never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
There you go. That's it. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Nice, nice.
Unless you're having brunch, then you have lunch for breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. You see?
I'm poking holes in all these riddles.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
I think Kase, some of those new ones you're going to have to tell your husband.
I'm definitely going to tell him that. But turn I think like you could have like Brina. I also heard of Brina on a movie. I watched some movie and someone said, I want breakfast for dinner. What is that? It's Brina. Yeah. So I don't know if
interesting.
That counts.
All right. So our last category is jokes designed to teach English, which actually I think a lot of these jokes you can learn English with, but these ones specifically are very helpful to learn different aspects of the language. But before we get into that, we have a shout out for a very special app user and listener.
All right, so today's shout out comes from Olga, who says, this is the best app for English learners I have ever seen. Literally, I had searched for such an app for 2 years. I listen to real life podcasts while driving a car, cleaning my house, and even at work, and I love speaking to people around the world. Honestly, I already cannot imagine my day without this app. Thanks a lot, Ethan and his team, for a great job and the opportunities which you give people like me. You make me feel happy every single day. Thanks again, and oh yeah.
Wow, awesome. That was an amazing shout out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Olga, and it's great to hear that the podcast and app have been immensely helpful and a fundamental part of your life nowadays. And if you want us to shout you out, then give the app a try if you haven't already. If you enjoy it, then just leave us a 5-star review in your favorite app store. That way we can find you and shout you out as well. And that said, let's move into the jokes designed to teach English.
So the first type of joke designed to teach English is puns. And a pun is a type of joke that exploits the different possible meanings of a word.
It's like the disappointed one that Thiago told earlier, right?
Yeah, exactly.
As you mentioned before, I think the best way to understand them is, you know, maybe by me telling a joke with a pun. So I'm going to go ahead now. So why was King Arthur's army too tired to fight?
Why was King Arthur's army too tired to fight?
Because it had too many sleepless nights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So in this...
Ba-bum-tsh.
So in this case, like, nights, it's a play on words because night has, you know, there's two different meanings for this word. So with the K, a knight is like a soldier in the royal army, I guess. Mm-hmm. Isn't it right or wrong?
Yeah, or medieval times also, yeah.
A medieval, yeah. But there's still knights today. I don't understand that in the British.
Wasn't there, it's like someone who's knighted by the
queen?
By the queen,
yeah,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like they're given like an official status.
Yeah.
I suppose they have to do something great for the country of the United Kingdom, right?
Exactly. But then also night refers to, you know, the opposite of day. So they had many sleepless nights, meaning they couldn't sleep very well for many nights. They didn't have a good night's rest in a long time. So, yeah, that's the joke.
Yeah, I love puns. They're also called play on words, right? Because like you're usually like playing with a language. And I think these exist like in pretty much every language. I think like every language I've learned has like different kinds of play on words, but it's interesting when you actually try to translate them literally. Chiago, do you want to share another one?
Yeah, sure. This one goes, what do you call a thieving alligator?
What do you call a thieving alligator?
A crocodile.
Yeah,
guys, the funny part here is crook, right? Instead of crocodile, I'm saying crocodile, yeah? Because a crook in English is a thief. It's another word for thief, a crook.
Right. You can also use that to, like, insult, like, someone might call, like, a certain politician a crook if they think, like, that person's...
corrupt in some
maybe
way.
Maybe not yeah. corrupt in some way, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And maybe one more, so... What do you call a bee that can't make up its mind?
I don't know. What do you call a bee that can't make up its mind?
A maybe.
Oh, gosh. It's really, these are really dad jokes. I'm hearing them and I'm like, uncle, dad.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call a bee that can't make up its mind? So there's bee in the answer, but it's a maybe. Maybe is like... You say when instead of you're not yes, you're not no, you're like maybe. But usually when someone says maybe, usually it means no, right? At least moms maybe means no.
Mm-hmm. So what does it mean if you cannot make up your mind? What does that mean?
All right. That's a good expression as well. If you can't make up your mind, it's you can't decide something, right? You're not sure if you want it or not. So it's kind of like if I say, Kase, do you want to eat Chinese or Italian? You say, I'm not sure. You can't make up your mind whether you'd prefer Italian or Chinese for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Indecisive.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right. So the last type of joke, these are also in the same category, but are one-liners, which we already shared one earlier. Kase shared the one from South Africa. And so, as you've already seen, this type of joke is pretty straightforward. It's basically just a witty play on words.
Yeah. By the way, Ethan, what does it mean straightforward and witty?
Good question. So, straightforward is like easy to understand. Like it doesn't have too many complexities to it. And witty is something that's smart and humorous at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. So, I can start off. So, I've just written a song about tortillas. Actually, it's more of a rap. It's another one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good one.
So, yeah, again, there's like a play on words here with rap, because rap can be like, obviously rap like Eminem, like can be a type of music, but rap can also be a type of sandwich, but instead of using like two pieces of bread, you just use one, like one tortilla, one like flour disc, and you roll it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have anything else with that rap. That's a rap.
Yeah, let's wrap that rap. Yeah.
Let's wrap that one up. And I'll move on to my joke. Okay, so this one. Did you hear about the crook who stole a calendar? He got 12 months in jail. but this is funny because... he did get 12 months by stealing the calendar, but also his jail sentence or prison sentence, sorry, would be 12 months in this case. So
that would be a very stiff prison sentence for stealing a calendar.
Yeah. I think depending on the country, it's totally plausible. I could believe that depending on the country you're in, but I agree. It is a stiff, punishment for the punishment doesn't match the crime in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It's that.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
I like it.
Yeah. And I got a last one here, which goes, so what if I don't know what Armageddon means? It's not the end of the world. So, because, you know, Armageddon is the end of the world. It's what we call the apocalypse, let's say. But here we are just saying that if something is not the end of the world, it's not worth getting overstressed out about it, you know, or too stressed about it. So if somebody is maybe overreacting to something, you can say, hey, come on, chill. It's not the end of the world, right? But here it's referring directly to the word Armageddon, which is the end of the world, right? That's the meaning. But as you can see, dear listeners, most of these jokes are kind of silly. Yeah? The ones that we shared here with you today, they're kind of silly, you know, but for English learning, they are great because, you know, especially if you read them, right? Because you will start noticing these play on words and different vocabulary and sounds, right? So I guess for English learners, yeah, these jokes are great. I think it goes back to the real life way that we have been discussing, right, guys? One of the things is embracing the silliness, right? So this is exactly that. I mean, we are learning English, yeah, but with silly jokes, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. I think being that when you learn language, you have to embrace that childlike aspect of not speaking a language so well again. Maybe telling jokes, like, you know, that would tend to be a little bit childish can help you to better embrace that silliness.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that, like, maybe this is, like, not funny because we've maybe heard these kinds of jokes all the time. So it becomes, like, dad jokes because it's, like, old and boring. But to someone learning the language, it might be really funny because you've never heard that expression before. You've never heard the word used in that particular way before. So I think maybe, you know, we're going, oh, it's not funny or it's so silly, but actually it could be really funny if it's your first time hearing it. So yeah,
definitely. And yeah, I think it too, it's like, it'll be really endearing if you go up to someone and you tell them one of these jokes, you know? So yeah, I don't think that they'll think like you're silly or anything. They'll probably actually like laugh and then ask you a question, you know, yeah, where are you from?
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. All right. So that said, in today's podcast, you learned all about some different types of jokes, like knock-knock jokes, walk-into-a-bar jokes, riddles, English teaching and learning, jokes like puns and one-liners. Maybe next time we'll have to do blonde jokes, but I'll leave that for another podcast. Do you have those in South Africa, Kase?
Yes, we
do. And in
do.
Brazil? Is that a thing in Brazil, Thiago, blonde jokes?
Oh, yeah. We have those here, too. Yeah.
So maybe not. I guess that's a universal one. So yeah. And remember, if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app, which helps more learners to have fun learning with us. And of course, you can reach out to us on Instagram or over on our blog and suggest a topic for a future episode. We'd love to hear from you. So stay tuned for next week's episode, and we look forward to seeing you then. 1, 2, 3. Aww, yeah. Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com and connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part power learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.